In light of recent outbreaks of foot and mouth disease in countries that had previously been free of the infection, North American pork producers are being advised to be watching for signs of the infection and to maintain strict biosecurity. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Foot and mouth disease is a highly contagious foreign animal disease that affects cloven-hooved animals, causing significant animal health implications and significant international trade implications. In April, in response to outbreaks of foot and mouth disease in countries that had been free of the virus, the Swine Health Information Center and the American Association of Swine Veterinarians hosted a foot and mouth disease webinar. SHIC Executive Director Dr. Megan Niederwerder notes, the virus was introduced into three European countries in the first half of 2025 that had maintained several decades of negative status.
This included an outbreak in Germany in January of 2025 that primarily affected a small herd of water buffalo, an outbreak in Hungary that started in March of 2025 that primarily affected cattle, and an outbreak in Slovakia in March of 2025, again, primarily affecting cattle. In those three countries, it was serotype O. Now, one of the other concerns that has also recently happened is that there's been an introduction of a new FMD serotype, serotype SAT1, in several Middle Eastern countries, including Iraq, Kuwait, and most recently Turkey. Those countries are endemic for FMD virus. However, the SAT1 is a new serotype that's been recently introduced. What's concerning about that is the SAT1 circulation is usually limited to sub-Saharan Africa. It's usually not detected in the Middle East. And this indicates, of course, that the virus is moving, it is changing, it is being introduced into new populations in negative countries, as well as new serotypes in countries that are endemically affected with the virus. This is certainly something we want to keep an eye on.
The recorded webinar can be accessed through the Swine Health Information Center website at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.